100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, The Shy Nanny?
Now it's time for the silliest podcast in the world. The Shy Podcast.
With me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
Hello. Hello, listeners. It's me, Yeti Uncle John. Yes, I don't quite know how to say this, but, something's not right with Paul. We don't know quite what it is yet, except that, he's been away for a few days, and, fair enough. But, it's just a bit strange. We were expecting there'd be a new episode released. He's got lots recorded, but I don't know. He's come back from holiday. He's not saying a thing. He's just, it's very odd. It's very strange. We're trying to find out what's happened. Something's obviously happened, whether it be on holiday or... let's run the theme music. And maybe we'll find out a bit more. All right? Yeah. All right? Yeah. All right.
What's going to happen today?
Oh, my God, it's enormous. It's the Shy Light Podcast.
This isn't going to end well.
It's a very strange thing.
Oh, I'm really kissing, darling.
I asked for pies. That's all I asked for. Pies.
Hey, that Yeti, he's crazy.
That's cool.
Those poor listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Paul, can I just ask something?
It's Uncle John, what are you doing? I'm trying to have a shower.
Oh, sorry, Paul. Just wondered, when's the next episode out?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. Really no idea at all. Please, I just want a shower.
Sorry, yes. Right, sorry, yes. Paul, I don't want to be a pain. We just wondered, listeners have been asking, the regulars have been asking, when's the next episode out?
Yeti Uncle John, I said to you before, I have no idea.
But Paul, I thought you'd recorded loads of episodes. I thought there were loads of episodes in the can.
Yes. Well, there's been a bit of a delay, that's all I can say. Look, listen, I'm trying to get on with my shopping. You know I've just come back from holiday. I have loads of things to... I have my shopping to do.
Sorry, yes, Paul, I know, but, it's just, just wondering if there's anything I can do to help.
No, there's nothing you can do. Absolutely nothing. Now, let me just get on with it.
Yeah, sorry, Paul. Really sorry. Oh, dear. Easy. Quite a mood. I don't know what's going on. I really don't. Excuse me.
I'll have another coffee, please. Maybe one of those little cakes, the fairy cake things.
No, Paul, it's me.
What? Yeti Uncle John, what are you doing here?
Oh, no, just passing. Just passing.
You were a waiter.
Am I dressed like a waiter? I suppose I am, actually. How strange. No, I just wanted to know. Can't you just sit down? Can't you tell me what's going on? Can't you tell me what's happened?
I don't want to talk about it, Yeti Uncle John.
I really don't want to talk about it. But Paul, there are so many episodes in the can. Why aren't you releasing them? I will do, eventually. I just... not at the moment. But why, Paul? We couldn't do it. Comedy could do it, or maybe Martin. He's probably good at editing.
It's not possible getting Uncle John. It's just not possible.
Well, can't you just hand over your laptop? Can't you do that?
No, there'd be no point. There'd just be no point.
I don't. Well, Paul, did something happen when you were away in Scotland? Did something go on? Did you and Nessie fall out?
No, Nessie and I are fine.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. Oh, yeah, glad to hear it.
Itty, Uncle John, will you let me just get on with my cup of tea, please?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course, Paul. Just let us know if I can do anything to help.
Yes, I will.
Paul, can I just ask, when's the next episode out? Listeners are asking, when's the next episode?
Yeti, Uncle John, can't you see, I'm waiting for a train. I haven't got time. I haven't got time to speak to you now.
Oh, sorry, Paul, I just wondered, maybe you could do a tweet or something that let people know. It's been a few days now.
I know it has. And I'm sorry, people are just going to have to wait. I can't release anything at the moment.
Right. Sorry, Paul. Oh dear, what's going on?
I'm sorry, listeners. You probably think I was a bit harsh, but I just don't want to talk about it at the moment. Yeah, I mean, it's true. Things have been going on. Things have happened recently. And I just don't want to talk about them at the moment. I'm still processing them. It's nothing to do with Nessie. It's nothing to do with, yes, it is about something that happened in Scotland, but it's not. No, it's not something I want to discuss at the moment, so it's very nice to catch up with you, but I just need some time to myself at the moment, that's all, just some time to myself, and it'll all work out. It'll all work out. Just trying to get some peace and quiet whilst I've got a few days off, so work out what to do next. I'm sorry, I'll speak to you again soon. All right.
Don't look at me. It's nothing to do with me. It's not. Everyone's always blaming me, Zap. I don't mind if I've actually done something, but I haven't. No, not this time. Promise, it's not me. It's nothing to do with me. I think Paul's been his own worst enemy. What can I say? It's nothing to do with me. It's not my fault at all. Maybe I should take the blame. Maybe I should take the credit, I suppose I should say. Yes, maybe I should. No, listeners, it's not me, it's not Zap. Don't point the finger at me.
I can't work it out, listeners. I really can't. I spoke to Nessie. Just about a couple of hours ago. I did a Skype call. I called him up. He went something like this. Hello, Nessie. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. It's good to hear you, Yeti Uncle John. I'm so sorry we didn't catch up when Paul was in Scotland. I had no idea that you were in the area.
Oh, yes, yes, well, yes. I don't want to say too much because, I think Paul did an episode all about it. And I presume he did. But it was a shame that we didn't get to spend much time together.
Oh, I see. Oh, yes, of course, the listeners, we won't say any more. It'll probably be ages before anyone hears anything that he recorded in Scotland.
Oh, yes, you're probably right, Nessie. I didn't see much of him up in Scotland, but I presume he was recording.
Oh, yeah, I think so. He certainly was when I was with him.
Well, yeah, it's what I thought. I wonder what's going on.
Yeti Uncle John, what's the problem?
Oh, I don't know. He's acting strangely. Ever since he got back from Scotland, he's not talking about it. Something went on.
I'm very sorry to hear that. I don't know. He didn't say anything to me.
Oh, no, it is strange. I wonder if any of the others know anything. I wonder...
Maybe he'd speak to somebody else. Perhaps it can help you, or maybe Cromarty.
Yes, yes. Well, he usually talks to me. Or don't understand it. I don't understand it at all.
Well, I hope you can find out. He seemed fine when I met up with him. What is the problem, exactly?
I would have thought that he'd have an episode to release soon. It's been over a week.
Well, yes, but he's been on holiday.
Yeah, but he won't tell me. He won't say when the next episode is out. Listeners might be asking.
I suppose so. It's possible, I guess. Well, it is a bit strange. Well, I hope you find out soon.
Yes, I hope I'll find out soon too. It's a mystery. It's a real mystery.
Oh, I know all about mysteries. I am a mystery, after all.
Well, oh yes, Loch Ness Monster. Some people still don't think you exist.
This is true.
So there you go, listeners. Oh dear, I don't understand. I don't understand what's up.
What's wrong with you, Uncle John?
Well, we don't quite know. I'm not sure. It's Paul. He's been acting strange.
What do you mean, acting strange? He always acts strange.
Well, yes he does. But this is different. He's usually so busy, you know, editing. Since he got back from Scotland, all he does is like watching TV, reading a book. Why is he not editing?
Well, maybe he's, I don't know. Possibly he's farmed out all his editing to some other source.
What, you mean there are people who do editing?
That's right. Maybe that's what he's done.
I suppose so. Will you have a word with him, Mick? Will you ask him if he's all okay?
Okay, it's Uncle John. I'll go and ask him. Oh dear. I hope he's all right.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, I'm sure he is, but, well, he won't tell me nothing.
Okay. Okay, I'll go and speak to him.
Well done. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are you there?
Oh, hi, Ick. How are you doing? Have you mended your spaceship?
Yes, Paul, I have. Oh, dear, oh, dear. It's been a right pain.
Yes, well, I think I know what you're going through.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. But let's just say, you know, your spaceship being broken, I know where you come from.
Oh dear. Are you experiencing some problems?
Well, I guess you could say I was. I don't want to speak about it. How is your spaceship? You've got it off the ground now. I'm very sorry you weren't able to go to Scotland with us.
Oh yes, it's all working fine now. I'm quite happy. Oh yes, it's really good to get the spaceship off the ground again. Oh dear, oh dear, it's just quite difficult to get the parts.
Yes, I imagine it would be.
Paul, are you okay? You don't usually just sit in the lounge listening to music.
No, I know I don't.
You're usually busy.
Well, I'm on holiday, so I'm not really very busy at all.
But people want to know why you aren't editing more podcasts.
Do they now? Do they? Do they really? I don't think they do. I don't think they care less.
Oh, Paul, don't say that. What is the problem?
It's nothing. Nothing at all.
But, Paul, why won't you tell me?
I'm embarrassed. I can't speak about it.
Oh, dear. Would you like to have a ride on the UFO? With the peepers, perhaps?
You take the peepers on the UFO?
Well, of course I do. They love it.
Well, I don't hear the peepers. Do you?
Oh, now you mention it. No, I don't. How strange.
Well, yes.
Maybe if you stop the music, I'll hear them.
You want me to stop the music? Okay, let's stop the music.
Oh no, you're right. Everything's just quiet. Where are the peepers?
I don't know. I don't know. They don't seem to be peeping very much at the moment, do they? I wonder why that is.
Paul, you're just being confusing now. Don't tell me the zappers kidnap them. Not again, that would be awful.
I don't think so. I don't think that Zap has kidnapped them, no. Go and have a look. Look out the window. I can see one or two of them hopping about the place. They're just not making their usual peeper noise.
Oh, yes, you're right. I can't see them out there. They're strangely quiet, though, aren't they?
Oh, well, you could say that, yes. They are strangely quiet.
Weird. Very weird indeed. Paul, do you know something about this?
I do, and I feel I'm partly to blame, if not completely to blame.
Paul, this is very strange. The peepers are almost silent. Well, they are silent, but they're not kidnapped. They're here. Why can't we hear them? Why wouldn't you tell me?
I don't want to discuss it. I'm hoping that if I don't discuss it, it'll all just come right. It'll all sort itself out.
Oh, Paul, you're ever so mysterious.
Well, yes, I am mysterious. People like a man of mystery, don't they, apparently?
Well, I guess so. Well, I'll leave you. I'll leave you to your music. Yes.
All right then, Ick, thanks. Thank you. Hopefully everything will be back to normal soon.
Yes, Paul.
I wouldn't go into your spaceship too much if I were you. Or if you do, don't take the listeners.
What?
Well, let's just say you might not hear the spaceship. Let's just say that the sounds of the spaceship may also be as quiet as the sound of the peepers.
Paul, I don't understand. I really don't understand.
Just take my word for it, all right? Just take my word for it.
Okay.
So how was he?
Very strange. Very strange indeed. Something's wrong. Something's very wrong. I don't understand it.
Well, but what, Ig? What did he say to you?
Something about things being quiet and sound effects and well, I didn't really understand.
But what?
Well, for instance, the peepers. I can't hear them. I can see them, but I can't hear them.
Oh, I never even thought about it. Is that true?
Yes, said Uncle John. It is true.
Oh, well, it is strange.
Very strange. Oh, dear. What can it all mean?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Martin will know. Or Cromarty.
Maybe.
I'll go and have a word with them.
Yes, you do that. You do that, Uncle John. It's probably a good idea.
All right, then. I'll go and do that. Right, I'll do it now.
Oh, hello. Hello, yes, Uncle John. How are you?
Well, we're a bit confused. Something's up with Paul. We don't know what. He's come back from holiday and he has no interest in editing or putting out more podcast episodes. Something is very strange.
What? That is mad. I do not understand. Paul always wants to do editing. What can possibly have happened?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Except, something... Oh, it's weird. Something about sound.
What? What are you talking about?
Yes, what are you talking about, Yitty Uncle John?
Oh, I don't know. It's something about the peepers. Something about not being able to hear the peepers. It's a mystery. He won't say much at all. Something's happened. Something's clearly happened when he was away.
Well, we were so busy.
But... I do not know. He has not said anything.
Why wouldn't he want to do more editing though? It's strange.
It is very strange. Anyway, guys, what about putting on some Sutton Park clips? What about doing that? Because this episode's going to be pretty short if we don't have stuff. You know, I feel the listeners need to have an episode. And what have you got for them?
Well, something's not right.
We're having problems of our own.
What? Problems? You got nothing for us.
Well, there is a problem with Cuthbert. And I do not understand it. It is very strange.
What's wrong with Cuthbert?
We cannot get him to speak. We can't get him to work, and he has access to all the Sun Park clips, and it's just very odd. He just stopped working.
Well, this is odd. First the peepers go silent, and now Cuthbert.
Yes, I cannot work it out. I cannot work it out at all. But he seems to be functioning, but he will not respond and he will not speak.
Oh, I wonder whether this is anything to do with Zap. Something to do with... I can't stand it.
Yes. I think I need to speak to him. Maybe he will listen to me.
That's a good idea, Cromarty. I'll keep trying to get Cuthbert to speak up. But it's very strange.
Very strange indeed. I wonder... Maybe I can speak to... Damius or Bettina, maybe they'll have an idea.
Yes, okay, you do that and I'll try to speak to Paul.
All right then, yes. Right. Hello, Bettina, Damius, give us a call if you can. I'm having trouble with Paul. I don't know what's going on. Give us a call if you can.
Hello, darlings. darlings, how are you? Gosh, I had a phone call from you, Yeti Uncle John. Are you leading the show this week? How lovely. What's wrong with Paul? What is it? What's going on? Oh dear, you sent me a text message. I couldn't quite work it out. Something about him not wanting to edit the podcast anymore? Or something's going wrong? Something's going odd? I don't understand. Oh, I've just had an email from him. He says that since Paul got back from Scotland, he's not done any editing. And there's loads of episodes to be edited. He cannot understand it. It's very strange, isn't it, Bettina? It's very strange. Very strange indeed. Good Lord. Paul not editing the podcast? What is wrong with the man? Why is he acting like this? Will you let me know if I can do anything to help, darling? Please. Good grief. How odd. Very odd indeed. It sounds like a bit of a mystery. Yes, a bit of a mystery. Oh dear, oh dear. I hope he's feeling better soon. Yes, darling. 1 million kisses. 1 million and one kisses. Darling. Damn, yes, that's my line. Oh, sorry.
Hi listeners, I'm just recording this because, well, I'm not really in the mood for recording at the moment, but I couldn't really miss recording this whilst I was in this particular location. Now, it won't mean much to you, but I am walking on the canal on my way back home, and there's a little tiny bit of woodland just off the canal, and I've just walked through it, and it reminded me that this is where I recorded the links for the pilot episode a little bit over 2 years ago. Now, I've not been through these woods since that day, but if I remember rightly, the day I recorded the pilot episode, or at least the links for the pilot episode, I decided to go for a walk. I can't remember why now, but I decided to go out. And I just recorded the links because I thought, well, this is somewhere that's a little bit quiet, close to my home, so I'll just record. So it was that simple. I mean, the pilot episode came together really quickly because, I recorded a large chunk of what I wanted for that pilot episode in these woods a little bit over 2 years ago. Of course, nothing's changed. But it's still sort of an important location for the show. But maybe it makes me think twice about, I'm in a bit of a bad place today, but when I was here last, it was the start of something new. So I shouldn't let my current problems sort of interfere with that. I should overcome my problems and move on, and this is a good place to kind of remind me of, you know, from early beginnings you can raise to, you know, that could have just been a pilot episode and nothing ever happened, and yet instead, nearly 200 episodes later, back where we began. Weird. I'm rambling, I know. It's the heat. I need to get a drink. I'm probably hallucinating. But anyway. Oh well. I feel a little bit more cheery than I did a second ago. I think I'm going to go and sit down in the shade for a bit, and maybe I'll read you a poem or something.
All right. It's good to be back, little wood. Ah, oh, dear. Talking to a wood now. What's my name? Damias Twinklehorn.
Ah. Hello. I used to be a tree, you know.
Damias. Hello, listeners, it's me, Carmody. Well, I am out and about. I have come to, try and speak to Paul. He's walking back from the shops, I believe. Yes. I must say, I'm quite concerned because, I wonder what is the problem. I wonder what is wrong. What is actually wrong with Paul? I was thinking that maybe there was all sorts of strange things might have happened in Scotland. You know, lots can happen when you're travelling. It could be something really serious. Who knows? What if he... Well, what if something really dreadful happened? I mean, it's very difficult to know. I just hope that at the very least, nothing really awful happened. But, I think I will go and approach him. He's sitting by the canal. I think he's reading some poems. So I will go and I will ask him what is wrong, once and for all. He has to tell us. He must share it with us. Hi, listeners. Hiya. Just coming out for some fresh air, although I must say it's really warm. It's not exactly fresh. Yeah, I had a little walk around the shops and picked up some groceries and, I went to go and have a coffee, but when I went into the coffee shop, there was quite a queue and I didn't see anything I really fancied, and so I walked out again, and now I wish I had stopped because I'm quite thirsty. I think I got some water in my bag somewhere, but anyway. Hey, whilst I'm here, I thought I'd read you a poem or two. Yeah, I've got a couple on my phone. Why don't I read you this one? It's called Recklessly. Yeah, recklessly. Reckless abandon me out with the trash. Recklessly squander me, do something rash. Recklessly ravage me, whisk me away. Recklessly plunder me, please have your way. Recklessly ridicule me, humiliating charade. Awaken next morning, tied up in the yard. Reckless reject me, then show me the door. Recklessly flirt with me, leave me unsure. Recklessly woo me with flowers and wine. Feckless dismiss me, my heartstrings entwined. Feckless left sobbing and feeling the loss. Won't you teach me a lesson? Yes, just show me who's boss. Reckless now crush me, please leave me a mess. Recklessly crucify me, couldn't care less. Recklessly distance me, out in the cold. Fecklessly cradle snatch, make me feel old. Fecklessly splinter me, shatter me whole. Completely dissolving me, make that your goal. The next one's called Respectable Texts. I am sending respectable texts. On the surface, they're terribly prim. You would never detect pent-up passions if you hurriedly gave them a skim. But it's all deep within, neath the covers. All my yearnings are hidden in code. I pretend to be calm when I see you, whilst in truth I'm about to explode. But I smile and I nod so politely when we go for a meal, for a drink. But all the time I just want to be lusty and expose you to more than a wink. I'm terribly shy on the outside, but inside I'm a bit of a scamp. So when I send you respectable texts, deep inside I'm a well-practiced vamp. I am sending respectable texts, because I don't want my ass to get sued, because I don't want my loved ones to hate me, because they've learned I'm potentially crude. But I bow and I scrape and I curtsy, yes, I smile and I always say please. But I slip in a double entendre and I do so with eloquent ease. I've a charmingly coy way about me, such an innocent look in my eye. But the phrases I'm typing are filthy, and the words about you, they apply. I am making my move very slowly, because I'm hoping you're gonna agree. to what my respectable texts are suggesting. There's something I'd love you to see. I am sending respectable texts because I'm feeling it's really my duty. Whilst we discuss how the weather has been, I will throw in a phrase rather fruity. When I ask about the cut of your jib or the cake that you claim to be baking, it's just my way of saying, I love you. You're so sexy, I think I'm quaking. When I ask about your mother's chihuahua, I mean things that would make you blush red. When I ask if you're feeling deflated, what I mean is, please take me to bed. There is naughtiness in my intention. It is skulking away amongst the lines of my oh-so-respectable texts. So it's just you, my sweet love, sees the signs.
Hello, Paul. I heard you reading your poems. It's very good.
Cromarty, how are you? What are you doing around here?
Well, you know, I was just passing, being to the shops, so I thought I would walk back to the laboratory along the canal.
Well, that's what I'm doing. How funny.
Yes, yes. I thought you'd have got the train. It's so hot today.
Well, you know, it's good to get some fresh air, even if it isn't that fresh.
Yes,
I guess so.
Paul, I want to speak to you. I think you need to explain to us. What is wrong? What is wrong with you? Why are you sad? Why are you not doing any more editing? Well, what has happened? I'm concerned that you might have been...
No, Cromarty, that certainly didn't happen.
Well, will you tell me? Come on, we've known each other a long time. If you can't tell me, who can you tell? You must talk to somebody. Talk to me.
I guess so. All right, I guess so. I didn't really want to talk about it, but I suppose I've got to tell someone. I've got to explain to someone why I'm not editing the next episode of the podcast.
Well, yes, please. Please tell me. What is it? What happened? Is it Zap?
No, it's not Zap. Zap's nothing to do with it at all. It's just my stupid fault. I was just clumsy. I don't even know how I did it.
What, Paul? What?
Well, it was when I was in Scotland. I was back at the hotel. It was about the second day we were there. We'd been there a couple of days, and this was at the end of the day, and I was just doing some editing. I made a cup of coffee, I think it was. And I went to reach out for my coffee, and I don't know, it's like my hand hit something. And it made my hand jerk when I was holding the coffee, and I spilt it all over the computer.
Oh, Paul. Oh, what happened? Was it a whole cup?
Well, the thing is, it was only a small cup, and I only spilt a little bit of it, really. Most of it went on the table. I don't know. I quickly wiped it off, and you know, it didn't look like I'd done much damage. But I had. Clearly, I had.
Well, you had Callum with you. Presumably, nothing could be done.
It was hard to say how bad it was, because for a while the computer sort of came on and it was just like some of the letters weren't working. I thought, oh well, maybe it'll just dry out, but in fact things got worse.
Oh dear. Oh Paul, I'm so sorry to hear it.
I even tried to use a hairdryer on it.
A hairdryer?
Yes, I thought if there was any liquid in the keys then maybe that would dry out, but Callum looked on the internet and it said, be careful when you use a hairdryer, because if you have a sticky drink, it might just spread the liquid even further.
Oh dear.
Yeah, but I didn't have a sticky drink. It was a milky drink. No sugar in it, though. It was just coffee and, well, anyway, it's sort of the fact that the keys weren't working became sort of irrelevant, because I had the initial problem that the computer would open, but then I couldn't type the password properly.
Oh no, Paul.
And then it just got worse. The computer even wouldn't allow me to, you know, fire it up. It just was dead, even though there was a lead plugged in, and I thought maybe something had shorted the lead out, but there was a light in it, and when I got home, I tried Callum's lead, and no, it didn't work. Nothing's worked.
But Paul, you have a backup, surely, of everything you've done?
I have a backup of all I've recorded, yes, and those that aren't backed up are still on my phone, I always email my files. It's not that so much. What I don't have backed up is, well, the work that I did when I was in Scotland, which was about, I don't know, it was an episode about Ick and his dating agency. and I'd done about half of it, about 30 minutes or more, and it was taking quite a long time, but I was getting there, and I was quite excited that I was coming towards the end, but that is lost. Well, the editing is lost. I can do it again, but I just haven't got the heart. It just took such a long time, and what's more, all of the files are lost. I mean, not the files, but the project files. What is a project file? Well, the project files are, so each episode, you know how I have episodes in advance. Well, I put the files that relate to each project in the project file. The only thing is, they take up quite a lot of space on the hard drive, so I'm not sure that I've backed up every project file, because sometimes it would be confusing, because it's too difficult to explain, but it's not something that I backed up so much, because it was hard to back up. I can't really explain why, but it was. Oh dear. Oh dear, Paul. So, what is the problem? So, you will be able to recreate these files, these project files? Well, yes, I guess so. I mean, the only thing is, there's a few bits and pieces that I'd stuck in files that were leftover bits from other episodes or things like that. But I guess I'll be able to track them down. It's a bore, that's all. It's just a bit of a bore, and it's so hot. I can't be doing with it. But Paul, you must face the problems now. The longer you leave it, the more there will be a chance that you do not want to come back to it. I remember you used to do those videos, didn't you? Yeah, I used to do YouTube videos. That was on my old laptop. And, well, I used to have a really good system, a really good version of Windows Movie Maker that was so good for editing. Then I got the other computer, the one that's now bust, probably. And the Movie Maker on that was rubbish. It made it so difficult. It just didn't work like the old one. It was made it almost impossible to make the videos in as simple a way as I used to. And then you stopped making them, even though you had lots of episodes still to edit. Well, yes, and also that's why when I put Sutton Park on YouTube, I don't edit it, because it's just such a hassle. It's so awful, that Windows Movie Maker. It's gone from being such a good product to being so awful. They should be ashamed of themselves. They had a system that actually worked, a really good product, and they just pissed it away. It's just made me so cross, Cromarty. Well, yes, I'm not surprised. But you mustn't let this business with the coffee cup. I know you feel cross with yourself, and you must wish that you never took your computer to Scotland. I do. If I hadn't have taken my computer to Scotland, then I would never have lost the episode I was editing. I would never have lost the computer. It wouldn't have happened. I've been forced into a corner by my own stupidity. Well, Paul, you know, it's not the time to back away. You must go out there. You must buy yourself a new computer. I will. Oh. I will do. But I don't want to rush into it. I've got to think about what sort of computer I want. You know. Ah, yes, there are many things to think about when it comes to a new computer. Like how much the hard drive is, like what the speakers are like, what the sound card is like. Well, I just think about what colour it is, to be honest. My old one was red. I have been looking at a few online. I saw one that was silver and another one that was lovely, sort of, what do they call it, baby blue or something. It was really, really nice. Oh, dear Paul. I'm not sure that is the best way to choose a computer. I know, but I'm just sad and cross, and this isn't what my holiday was meant to be about. My holiday was meant to be about resting up and just taking it easy, and now this is just a major stress that I didn't need. Well, Paul, you know, I think you may feel cross now, but I think that you must remember when you have done writing. You've spoken to me about this before. You know, when you make a mistake, you just have to run up, take a run up, and go back and try again. You're right, Cromarty. I'm also. I don't know how to. There's something else I'm worried about. I don't know how to face the others, but I guess I have to.
What? What is it?
Well, the thing is, if I've lost the computer, I've lost I've sort of lost some sound effects, you see. They were little files that were kept, but they didn't... It's difficult to explain it. They didn't exist as files. They were, I suppose they were taken from other files and they were messed around with and they were sort of distorted. And they existed in the project files, but they didn't exist as files in their own right, if that makes any sense.
I think I understand. Just a minute. Are you talking about the beepers and the sound effects for X spaceship?
Well, yes. Yes, because I don't want to break it to the listeners, but the thing is, the peepers, they are there, but their sound isn't as noisy as it would appear in the podcast. I exaggerate it and I make it louder, and the same with the spaceship. You don't really notice it because you're so shocked, surprised about being on the spaceship, you hardly take in the sound.
Well, Paul, I'm sure there is something you can do. I don't think you have to make any big sort of confession. You really don't. The others will understand. Why can't you just go on to an old episode and take the sound again?
I suppose I could. I suppose there's possibilities. Even the theme tune, I don't think people realise. The theme tune was made up of lots of different clips and lots of different sounds, and sometimes they were placed in slightly different positions, so it wouldn't be exactly the same each week. But now I don't have those files anymore, not in that format. I'm just going to have to take the theme from an old episode and use that. Also, I'd done all this preparation with the episode 200, and oh, it's just so much, and oh, I should have tried to back those files up easier, but I always thought I'd have more time. I always thought I'd have more time to prepare.
Well, that's what everybody says. There is never enough time for anything. But you must not let it get you down. You really must not. Think how exciting it would be to have a new computer. It is like a new era for the show.
I suppose you're right, Cromarty. I suppose you're right. Yes, I suppose you are right.
Well, do you feel better for telling me what happened?
I kind of feel better. I kind of feel that I've been stupid, but...
Well, Paul, the way I think of it is that, you know, you love doing your editing so very much. You even took your laptop all the way to Scotland. You carried it. It's not like you put it in a car. You carried it in a rucksack on your back. You made the bag heavy. You carried it all the way up there. That shows how much you love your show. That shows how much the Sherlock podcast means to you. You're prepared to take it. Even on your holiday, you did not rest. And so, you know, this time it went wrong. Something went wrong. But, you know, there's no doubt that you were enthusiastic, that you meant well. And yes, you were clumsy. We're all clumsy at times. I think the listeners will understand and they will appreciate that, you know, you might be a clumsy oaf, but you meant well and this should not have happened. It is a shame it did. Will you be able to afford a new laptop?
Yes, yes, yes. I've got savings. It's fine. I can buy a new laptop. I was going to buy a new laptop and I always intended to. But I intended to buy a new laptop and then basically what I was going to do was keep the old one going and just use that as a travel laptop. But, well, not now. Maybe I should buy two laptops. Maybe I should buy a cheap one as well as a backup.
Maybe that's not such a bad idea.
Well, we'll see. No, Cromarty, I'm glad that I've been able to explain to you what happened. And I can reassure you that it was nothing to do with Zap. For once, nothing to do with Zap and nothing to do with anything evil or anything of that sort. Just me being clumsy and being a bit sleepy and not looking where I was going. And, well, it does feel a little bit like therapy, Cromarty.
Oh, what an idiot. Oh, dear. What an idiot. Oh, Paul, you cannot help being what you are, huh? You know, I am a crazy scientist. I have made plenty of mistakes in my time.
Oh, so you have. So you have. We can only live our best lives.
Come on, Paul. Why don't we go down to the pub for a pint on the way home?
You know what? I think that's a really good idea. Yeah, I fancy a nice pint of, I don't know, something cold in a glass. That'd be a good start. Come on then, let's go. You're right. Yes, let's go. And then I'm going online and I'm going to buy a new laptop. I'm not going to let anything stop me from doing the next episode of the Shy Life podcast and for editing all those poor little episodes that are waiting in the archives to be edited. Ah, yes, that is the way to go, Paul. Yes, good on you. Think positive. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot more positive. Yes, the Shy Life podcast will be back on track in weeks, days, hours. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes. Oh, good. Yes. Nothing, not even a cup of coffee thrown at my computer, stop me from continuing the Shy Life podcast. And you can quote me on that. Oh, yes.
Well, there you go, listeners. Well, we seem to know what the problem is now. Oh, dear. It's a technological one. But hopefully it's one that he can overcome. It's just a lot of work to sort it all out. Oh, dear. Technology, eh? Oh, dear. Sometimes these things happen. And you can make plans and you can make plans. But, well, it doesn't always work out, does it? Oh, dear. I'm sure it'll all work out. It's so annoying, though. I imagine it must be very annoying. You're doing lots of work on stuff, and then you lose the work. It's... Oh, dear. I think that's probably it for this episode. Hopefully, next time, Paul will be back on his feet, as it were, and you'll get some episode that he's able to sort of put back together again. I just hope you'll bear with this whilst he sorts himself out, all right? Yeah. Oh, thank you for listening, and we'll be back again next time. Yes. All right. Okay, take care for now, and I'll say goodbye. Yes. All right, then. Goodbye now. Goodbye for me, Yeti Uncle John. Yes. Yes.
Hello, it's me, Dragon Albert. How are you? Hi, it's me. Yeah, I heard that you'd been having trouble, and that you were a bit sad. Oh, well, I don't like to hear you being sad. It's the summer holidays now, and, well, I'm on a summer camp, but if you need me, I could always come and visit. So let me know. I haven't seen you for ages, Paul. I haven't seen you for ages. And if you've got problems, you can always ask me. Because you're kind of like the nearest thing I have to a dad. It's a funny thing to say, I know. But, well, anyway. I know this podcasting business is very important to you. So, if you need any help, then just let me know. All right, this is me, Dragon Albert, saying, hope to see you soon. And if you can find the time to just send me a little bit of extra pocket money for the summer, then that would be good. Thank you. Yeah, all right then. Okay, bye for now. Bye.
Gotta go now!
I don't care!
Bye!
I want to go with you!
Gotta go! Bye!
Goodbye! Goodbye!
quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
Thank you.
He's not that shy.
Oh, I hope he hasn't found out my secret. Do you think he has?
I have a voice. I have a voice.
You have a voice.
You have a voice. We have a voice.
We have a voice.
Unique voices in podcasting.
Univazpods.net.
Oh, sorry, Paul. Hey, just recording.
Did you do it?
Just recording.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad to hear that things are a bit more positive. Oh, yes, we're very pleased to hear that. Is that the case?
Well, yes, I think so, Bettina. Yes. Oh, dear. It's all a bit alarming, of course.
Well, of course, darling. Gosh, how very strange. Who would think that his computer had such an influence over how the, how the show sounds?
Yes, I know. No peepers, no spaceships, no Cuthbert. Oh, it's all quite odd. These things you barely notice, they're just in the background. But then suddenly they're gone.
Well, I'm sure they'll be back, Ig. I'm sure they'll be back. Yes, darling, I'm sure they'll be back. It does sound like, Paul is going to be getting himself back on his feet soon enough. He'll just have to go back and piece the new episodes together again. It must be a bit of a faff, but, well, it's not like there's actually lots of things that have been lost or anything.
Well, no, I guess not. It's still work, though. There were some things that weren't backed up because he'd done them since he'd been away.
Oh, yes, of course. There's always going to be something lost in these situations. It's never an ideal time for a computer to pack up, is there? Still, at least it wasn't something more dramatic.
Yes. I think Cromarty had all kinds of ideas. His imagination always runs riot.
Oh, yes. Cromarty is full of ideas. He's got more imagination than me. Oh, yes, darling. I think he has.
Well, hopefully everything will be back to normal. But we'll just have to start again and see what he can put together. He's got lots of material he just needs to collect it together again into projects and stuff. It's a pain, but he can do it.
Oh, yes, darling, I'm sure he can. Yes. Well, if there's anything we can do to help... Oh, yes, darling, if there's anything we can do to help, please, he must just let us know.
Yes. That's good. The Shadow Podcast will be back to normal as soon as possible.
Marvellous, darling, marvellous. Oh, yes, that's good to hear.
And yes, listeners, hopefully things should be back to normal. I have got lots of episodes I've recorded that had all been put into nice projects, but of course that's the one thing that's hard to back up. Luckily I've got a pretty good list of all the episodes that I've recorded that are coming up, so I just need to piece them all together again. I hope it won't take too long, but if the worst comes to the worst, we'll just speak again soon, and I'll let you know how things are going. But hopefully, there won't be too much more delay. Oh dear. It's a podcaster's life, eh? Okay, well, you take care, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.
chirp, 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 chirp. Paul, Paul, what are you doing? Chirp, 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 chirp.
Oh, hi, sorry, I was just seeing if I could recreate the sounds of the peepers. Also, listen to this.
Paul, what is that?
It's the sound of your UFO. It's the sound from the inside of the UFO.
No, Paul, that's no good. Oh, just a minute, let me have a look. Do it again.
Oh, right.
There, that's better. Oh, yes, much better.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That does sound like the inside of your spaceship. Very good.
Well, it's a start, isn't it? Don't worry, we'll get the show back on its feet eventually. Now, as for the peepers, I'm not sure. Let's just go and record them again or something. Dear, oh dear.
Come on then. Let's get them peepers. I'm concerned that you might have been... no, Cromarty, that certainly didn't happen.